Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Governor Gordon gathers leaders for first workshop of his Wyoming Governors Association chair initiative, Decarbonizing the West. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. On Thursday, Governor Gordon convened federal, state, local, and industry stakeholders from around the West to discuss various aspects of carbon capture, utilization, and storage as a part of his Western Governors Association chairman's initiative, Decarbonizing the West, in Gillette. Decarbonizing the West is the 2024 WGA chair initiative of Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon. The initiative will examine how decarbonization strategies and technologies, including carbon capture, utilization, and storage technologies, direct air capture, and natural sequestration, can position Western states at the forefront of innovation and reduce the effects of carbon emissions on the environment. Brad Crabtree, Assistant Secretary for Fossil Energy and Carbon Management, presented an overview of the federal landscape concerning carbon capture, utilization, and storage. He discussed the Department of Energy's ongoing efforts to propel the development and implementation of carbon capture technologies. Governor Gordon said people are being told that they have to give up something, and they are very reluctant to do that. This is an opportunity for us to make things work better, reduce CO2 in the atmosphere, grow our economy, and improve people's lives without taking things away. An initiative report will be released at the conclusion of the initiative in summer 2024. Share your views on youth and young adult mental health needs. The Wyoming Department of Health is asking family members and youth to complete brief surveys about potential barriers and needs for mental health care for youth and young adults in the state. According to the press release from the Wyoming Department of Health, two separate surveys are available, one for parents and guardians of youth and young adults, and one specifically for youth and young adults age 11 to 21 years old to share their own impressions of barriers and needs. Megan Selheim, Youth and Young Adult Health Program Manager for Wyoming Department of Health, said, "We know there have been increasing discussions about mental health issues affecting our younger residents in Wyoming the last few years. We want to know how we might improve access to care and hope to hear directly from families and youth about their experiences and thoughts." While the survey intended for youth and young adults asked for information on barriers, including from those who may be uncomfortable asking for help from family, Wyoming Department of Health is not promoting this survey directly to them. Parents and guardians are asked to share the survey with young people in their care, regardless of whether they have ever needed or access mental health care services. Selheim said, "We appreciate everyone who takes the time to complete the survey, as well as anyone who shares the survey with friends, colleagues, and people in the targeted age group. We need timely responses from across the state to help ensure we have a solid understanding of what's needed to strengthen mental health care access for kids in Wyoming." Related surveys for pediatric and mental health care providers are also underway. Wyoming Department of Health will review results from all four surveys to help people develop a plan intended to improve access to mental health care for Wyoming's youth and young adults. The Wyoming Pediatric Mental Health Care Needs Assessment, supported with federal funding, is offered by the Maternal and Child Health Unit, part of the Wyoming Department of Health Public Health Division. Visit Wyoming Department of Health's website at health.wyo.gov to locate and complete the surveys. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.